Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise it the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just wanna holler it out. Come on.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself.
A holler,
holler, stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy, or maybe even strange.
Hallelujah.
Praise is the way I say things.
Now this is what I want you to do with that praise. Let it breathe.
Let it breathe. For the sound
from your voice.
Come on, let's enter in with a praise. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on and enter in. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come believe it. Amen. Come receive it on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Knowing that God is able to do all things but fail. Will you just trust him? Amen. We come on in and just trust him and receive all that God has for you right now, amen. The Bible tells us that by faith we cannot please God. I want you to enter in with all faith on today that you may receive the miracle that's already available for you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we come giving you all praise, honor, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, and there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're about to do, Lord God, because we trust you, for you are our shepherd, amen. and we shall not want. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you make us to lie down in green pastures. You, it is you that leads us the path of still waters. It's you that restores our soul. It's you that leads us in the path of righteousness. For your name says that, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us, and your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Amen. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Amen. Our cup runneth over. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody say amen. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. We decree and declare your goodness right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare evil one has been defeated, amen, that we receive the victory right now, amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who conquered the world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. As we enter in this morning, Heavenly Father, we pray not just for ourselves, oh God, but we do pray for ourselves this day and those in our family, oh God. I lift up to you this day, oh God. Everyone that's here in Sunday service, oh God, the sound of my voice, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, I pray, oh God, that, and we ask you, oh God, to forgive us of all our sins, our iniquities, our trespasses, our transgressions, sins of commission, sins of omission, oh God, and any other sins, sins of deception, desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, dissension, division, divination, doubt, egoism, envy, false burden, fantasy lust, fears, fornication, oppression, giving offense, gossip, greed, guilt, heartiness, heaviness, hate, heartiness, hypocrisy, idolatry, impatience, indifference, intimidation, intolerance, irritation, jealousy, judgmental, laboring, lavishness, legalism, lust, and lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, lust of the mind, lying, manipulation, disbelief, murder, plotting, presumption, pride, provoking, railing, rebellion, resentment, restlessness, rigidity, rudeness, sexual idolatry, sexual immorality, sexual impurity, sexual perversion, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-righteousness, self-criticalness, self-analysis, self-pity, strife, shame, slander, stiff-neckedness, struggling and taking offense, tension, unbelief, uncleanness, undermining, unforgiveness, unsubmissiveness, vanity, worry, worldly, wickedness, witchcraft, mischief, perversiveness, frustration, addictions of all kinds, amen. Dependency, murmuring and complaining, pestilence, and unrighteousness, and God, and any unknown sins according to Psalm 19 and 12. Heavenly Father, we repent for all our sins, and we ask you to forgive each of us for all our sins and all our iniquities, all our trespasses and transgressions, and to cover them with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9 and John 14 and 14. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it right now. We believe it right now, amen. Just say amen if you receive your forgiveness this morning. If you believe forgiveness is available and ready for you, amen, to receive it. Say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Do not be conformed to this world. Amen. Do not let shame and guilt and condemnation keep you, amen, from receiving your forgiveness on today. I want you to understand, church, that it's not come from God, but from the kingdom of faith. We are forgiven. We are washed and we are cleansed of all unrighteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We shout glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. And everybody, we pray that you would give each of us all the things that we ask according to John 16 and 23. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to do all things that we ask for in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for each of us and all that we love and concern about, it, Lord, according to thy will. We are thankful for this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, oh God. We rejoice and be glad, and amen. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, knowing that it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. It allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16. We're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, to help us to protect and cleanse, heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem, justify, to make all things new, amen. We declare the crown today that we're walking in our newness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Heaven, what your word says, that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16 and 18. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lies, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind them in our presence, everywhere in you. Hallelujah, we'll pray for today, I'll pray for today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose them to where Jesus Christ sent them, and we bind them and command them to stay there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
agonizing over our homes according to Exodus 12 and 7. And we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every door and window of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every company in our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all who enter in and exit our homes. Thank you, Lord God, for your hallelujah for our homes, God, that you have blessed us with in the blood of Jesus Christ that covers them. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God, as we come, oh God. We humble ourselves, oh God, in your mighty hand. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, amen, workings of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues, according to 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10. Thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, according to Galatians 5 and 22. Thank you, Lord God, for the fulfilling for your faithfulness. Thank you for being the wonderful counsel, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 9 and 6, the way, the truth, the life, according to John 14 and 6, the light, according to John 8 and 12, the door, according to John 10 and 9, the bread of life, according to John 6 and 35, the good shepherd, according to John 10 and 11, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, according to Psalm 78, 35, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, according to Revelation 19 and 16, Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for everything that you've done, hallelujah. All that you're doing right there and all that we're trusting you to do, oh God. Lord, I ask that you increase our faith right now. Those of us on the line, Lord, we believe it. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name. Oh, Lord, help us with our unbelief on today. Amen. That we may be healed. That our children may be healed. That our mothers and fathers may be healed. That our brothers and sisters may be healed. All in our family may be healed. All that we love may be healed. Those in the church may be healed. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you've done it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For your shed blood on Calvary. We thank you for the finished work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We crucify our flesh right now. According to Romans 8 and 13, if we die daily from self-desires and live to do your desires, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 31, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the mind of our flesh to shut up and don't talk to us about sin, for we are dead to sin. According to Romans 6 and 2, don't talk to us about condemnation, but there's no condemnation to us because we are in Christ Jesus. According to Romans 8 and 9, we walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Amen. According to Romans 8 and 4, we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. According to Isaiah 53 and 5, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3 and 13, we are blessed when we come in, blessed when we go out. Amen. We're blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Amen. Our fruit, seed, land, and storehouse are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everything we trust is blessed and it prospers according to Deuteronomy 28, verse 3 through 6. Amen. All these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us because we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Heavenly Father, your word says, we are not to be deceived, that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, neither fornicators nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor conveyancers, nor drunkenness, nor rivalries, nor extortionists, according to 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. Your word continues to say, and such was some of us, amen, but we were washed, hallelujah, but we were sanctified, but we were justified in the name of Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God according to 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. Heavenly Father, we pray that our path is like the shining sun and not of darkness, as your word says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter to the perfect day. Amen. Hallelujah. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know why they stumble. According to Proverbs 4, 18 through 19, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. According to Psalm 119 and 105, Lord, you have created us a clean heart in us. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you that you renewed the right spirit within us. You made our own things pass away and all things that have come new. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you didn't cast us away from your presence. You didn't make hallelujah. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us. When we failed you, you followed your mercy. Endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation. According to Psalm 51, 10 through 13, your joy is our strength. Amen. According Hallelujah. We put on us right now the full armor of God. Lord, we thank you for your full armor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we put on us the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth. Amen. And we turn our feet with the gospel of peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we hallelujah, the prevail of the Gentile, back up the devil. Amen. Back up hell. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I shut up about today. We take the shield of faith, amen, and we quench every fire. We quench every fire and thought of the enemy get our way right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now. We declare the prayer, the camp of the enemy has been destroyed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for being our healer. Amen. Our Jehovah Rapha, according to Exodus 15 and 26. We declare and declare that you are our health, our healing, and our soundness in over us. We have the healing of God, for by your stripes we are healed, according to 1 Peter 2 and 24. We have spiritual healing, soulless healing, physical healing, healing in the relationships, or we have been redeemed from the curse of the law, according to Galatians 3 and 13. We have been redeemed from sickness, poverty, and spiritual death, according to Deuteronomy 28, 2 through 13. We have been, hallelujah, we have the help of God, amen. We have your, hallelujah, come on, somebody shout, glory, hallelujah. We have your soundness in our spirit, soul, and body. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, Lord God, which is our reasonable service. Amen. We are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds to your word according to Romans 12, 1 through 2. Lord, you are on our side, and we thank you. We fear no man according to Psalms 118 and 6. We are overcomers. We overcome all strongholds and bondages by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Which cleanses us from all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1. And the word of our testimony, which is your word of God, that we have hidden in our hearts to keep us from returning to those strongholds according to Psalm 119 and 11. And we love not our lives unto death, but for the Revelation 12 and 11. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I ask that you order our steps, amen. According to Psalm 37 and 23, we acknowledge you, Father, precious Jesus, and precious Holy Spirit, in all our ways, according to Proverbs 3 and 6. We acknowledge you, Jesus, as our Lord, over all our ways and in everything we do. We will do it, and we will do it wholeheartedly, according to Colossians 3 and 23. Listen to your spirit and rejoice in it as we do it for you. Amen. We have your promise that you will direct our path according to Proverbs 4 and 18. We will not lean to our own understanding or go by what we think is good, but we will trust your Holy Spirit with all our heart, and we will believe our path is directed by you according to Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Amen. Heavenly Father, we speak in Jesus' name to every person and being in our path, and that if it would not bring glory to you, God, and if it would not be in your will for our path to cross, then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we forbid our path to cross until if ever it would be in God's will. Also, we speak right now, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, and believe for every person and beings in our path that would be in God's will and for God's glory for our path to cross. Amen. We speak and believe for our path to cross in God's, hallelujah, right time, and amen. We decree to pass the kingdom of God come. Will your, hallelujah, will be done, oh God, in every step we take, in every person that we meet, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, true all things work together for the good, amen. For us, because we love you, Lord God, and we are called according to your purpose, according to Romans 8 and 23, amen. 8 and 28, I'm sorry, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we do not seek after the praises of men according to John 5 and 44, nor do we seek after our own glory according to John 7 and 18. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, oh Father, we seek after your righteousness. We seek you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness. Amen. Your spirit leads us, and as you are Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, according to Psalm 23 and 1. Instruct us and teach us, oh God, in the way that we should go. Guide us with your eye, according to Psalm 32 and 8. Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth. Speak to us the words that you will have us to speak. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and tell us the things of what's to come. Amen. Oh, Lord, we glorify your name. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, us partaking the things of God and declaring it to us according to John 16, verse 13 and 14. We will keep your word, Lord God. Make our home, hallelujah, in us, Lord God. Make your home in us. Teach us all things and help us to remember all things that you have taught us according to John 14 and 26. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come to worship you this morning in truth and in spirit as your word desires, oh, God, that change may come, oh, God. For you are the potter and we are the clay, oh, God. We surrender all over to you right now. And we ask that you just have your way. Lord, we love you. Lord, we ask that your blessings in our going and coming on today. Those of us that are traveling or will be traveling the road of God, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical things, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Every family member and loved one. All that we love and concern about, amen. Over every vehicle and form of transportation we may go today. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, amen. Everywhere our feet may tread, amen. Everywhere our head may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we declare the fact the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Amen. Oh, Lord, that you pour out blessings for the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive. So we receive it right now by faith, the overflow of blessings. Amen. That others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you right now that you have divinely intervened on our behalf and turn it all around for our good, that you've given your angels charge over us. Amen. Protecting us from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we thank you that you remembered us on today. Amen. Hallelujah. That you remembered our family. Amen. You remember our children, hallelujah, brought them out of home's way. We just want to say thank you, hallelujah, God. More of you and less of ourselves. Lord, we come asking for more of you, less of ourselves. As they decrease, they give you all the increase, oh, God. It is our prayer that we be the vessel that you flow through, oh, God. We want to be used by you. It is our heart's desire, amen. Hallelujah, oh, Lord, fill these your temple with as much your kind of glory as possible. Let your glory arise upon each of us right now that's in service at the sound of my voice. Amen. And we just want to say, we just want to thank you for your glory. We thank you for your Shekinah glory. Thank you for your presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, today we pray for the bereaved family. Those that have lost a loved one, oh God, we know you to be a healer. So Lord, we ask that you heal those hearts, oh God, those broken hearts. We call upon your God of all comfort to comfort them, oh God. Lord, we call upon your God of our hope to restore the hope to that family, oh God. Let peace come upon them, oh God, amen. Let joy overtake them right now, amen. Though they are weak, oh God. Your word said, weep and do it for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. We decree and declare that joy has come this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Knowing that one day, amen, we will travel down that same road to be in your presence. It is our prayer that we all be ready, amen. That we all be ready, oh God, when you come. That we all be ready when you call us home, oh God. That hallelujah, that we will stand before your God and you will speak those words, oh God. Hallelujah, that we so eagerly want to hear. Hallelujah. Job well done, my good and faithful servant. Choosing to do your will, amen. Hallelujah. Decree and declare that we are kingdom builders, amen. Not just on Sunday, but every day of our lives. And we thank you for life. For your word says, Lord Jesus, you are the life, you are the way, you are the truth. And we thank you because we have you, we have it all. We bless your name. Lord, we pray, oh God, for marriages on this morning. We pray, oh God, those marriages that are broken, oh God, we pray for peace for these marriages on today, amen. And we pray for restoration, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, restore them that the enemy has taken away, oh God. Lord, we know that you're able in the most brokenest marriage, oh God, that you're able to step in and restore, oh God, renew in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that they will seek you more, amen, that they will find you, oh God, and receive restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, anyone that we've been evilly yoked with, oh God, let it be as your will call it to be. And we just want to say thank you for your word says for us not to be unevenly yoked, right? And we just want to say thank you. Unequally yoked. We bless your name, Father God.
And we lift up and we pray for the men of God on today. Amen. As I lift up my husband, hallelujah, I lift up our brothers around the world, every man of God, oh God, because you call man to be the head and the priest of his home. And I pray today, oh God, for divine positioning for the men of God. Amen. That they would take position in their home, oh God, as the men that you call them to be the head, amen, not the tail on top and not beneath, amen. Hallelujah. To speak your word, oh God. That the whole house would be blessed. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we love you. Let there be no lack, oh God, to the man of God. No lack of your favor. No lack of your blessing. Amen. No lack of your direction and guidance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No lack of knowledge and wisdom. Lord, we pray that they will operate with your guidance and counsel and wisdom. Amen. And knowledge in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That every step they take will be blessed. Because, Lord, your word says that a good man's steps are ordered by you. So I lift up my husband. Hallelujah. And, Lord, I pray that you would continue to be his strength. That you increase the anointing that's on his life. Lord, let him receive fresh oil upon his head. Amen. Let his garments remain white. Hallelujah. As he stands in your presence daily, oh God, that all will see and know and perceive him to be a man of God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare that all is well with us this morning. Amen. And the rest of our lives because you are with us. Hallelujah. For you are everlasting. Everlasting. There's no end to you, Father. And because of that, we decree and declare by faith there is no end to us. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. The God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, all I can do is shout. Glory. Hallelujah. I know that it's nothing that I've done to keep me thus far. I know that it's nothing that I've said. Amen. But God and God alone has kept me and remembered me on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think that I can't go over, I can't get over, I don't have anything left. When I feel weary, guess what? God steps in. Amen. He gives me his strength. Amen. It takes me over. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When I'm standing at the wall and I say, I don't know how I'm going to get over this wall. I don't know how I'm going to get over this hump. And God just picks me up. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is able. Yes, that's higher. Oh, no. Sometimes when me and my husband, we get to going back and forth. I don't know how we're going to come out of this thing, but God is able. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about myself this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's so good to see everybody in Sunday service this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Joe Washington, God bless you. Welcome. Sister Javante Shepherd and her family, God bless you. Welcome. Minister Learn Green and his family. Sister Connie Northern and her family. Just to name a few. Amen. We thank God for you. My cousin Angela Green, God bless you. Welcome. We just thank God for you on today. You could be anywhere else, but you decide to be here with us. And we pray that you have come expecting God to do it. Amen. That you don't leave here the same. Amen. You don't leave here empty-handed, amen, but filled and overflowing, but too much to carry back, amen, that you got to give it away in the name of Jesus Christ. Hiya. Come on, let's give God some praise. Oh, Lord, I'm going to let Pastor Manny welcome us in today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Welcome, 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 every single one here to Sunday service this morning. Amen. Amen. We welcome you here to Sunday service. Come on. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Texas that are with us, thank you for coming to Sunday service this morning. Thank you for inviting us into your home. We are so glad that you are right here with us. We're so glad to be right here with you. The Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, and be so glad because God is so good. He's so worthy to be praised. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here with us from Louisiana. We love y'all so much. Just as equally as all of our other family. Thank you all for welcoming us into your homes as well. Every single one from Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, Minister Learn, he and his family. Y'all are so near and dear to us. Angels, thank y'all so much for being here with us. Welcome here. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends there in New York, New York City, Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all of our brothers and sisters that are there in Christ, welcome here. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. We welcome you.
If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like for you to press 1. We would like to personally welcome you. We'd like to personally welcome you. Let us know who you are, where you're from. Amen. And if you do have any prayer petitions, anything you want to pray about, you know, this is the time. This is the time, you know, where we all come together, being on one accord, you know, to pray about those things that are on our heart, you know, pray about those things. If you are online and you're listening online, you know, do call in. Call in 845-277-9213. Then press 1 and let us know who you are. We really want to acknowledge you. We want to acknowledge you. And like I said, we want to welcome you. This is not our house. This is God's house. Amen. This right here, place right here, you know, this is for all of us to come together. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Amen. So now we'll prepare ourselves for a song selection here by my very own uncle, our very own uncle, Uncle Joel. Uncle Joel, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning, you know. I let you know that God is able, you know. He woke me up this morning and started me on another day. And I thank him for it. I just thank God for you, Brother Manning, and your wife, and what y'all doing. You're doing something that people need, and they love to hear, and we love to hear it, you know. And I want to thank God for my family and what y'all did for my family and what y'all did for me, you know. Doing for me, like I say, I'm going through something, but I tell you, God is in charge, and believe me, I don't feel a thing, but I know it's in everything that I'm going through is in God's hand. And I thank y'all for praying for my nephew. He's doing real good, you know, and I just thank God so much.
My Lord.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, my burden down. Oh, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Oh, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Oh, I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. Oh, I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hey, we thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us with this beautiful, 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 beautiful melody that comes out of your heart. Yeah, we just so stirred up over here, my wife and I, you know, we're just singing along right there with you. Oh, my goodness. We thank you so much. May God bless you in every single area of your life, every single virtue that left your body right now may be restored back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So thank you so much. We'll have one song selection here, and then we'll prepare ourselves to take Holy Communion. So do get your communion elements, prepare your communion element, whether it be juice or wine, whether it be bread or crackers or whatever it is that you have. This is our time to come together and have Holy Communion, remembering what Jesus Christ have accomplished in our life. Amen. We'll be right back.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley
you used to trade
for me,
send me. I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say it. Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice.
Given
to me,
given to me,
for every valley, you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy, not for your grace.
I stand amazed.
Come on, say, I stand amazed.
stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God this time we're going to partake in communion. All right, we thank God for this opportunity, amen. It's so amazing, so amazing. Hallelujah.
It says, in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Hallelujah. Let us pray.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you. A lot of times when we don't know what to think and we don't know what to do, we thank God that he reminds us that we have his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And many times, all the thing we can do is just say thank you. Thank you, thank you. So we say thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, for your word. For your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. Let each of us examine ourselves now. Father, we ask you to forgive us, hallelujah, of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities, and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. Thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses to the cross with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. Every single time that we say that we love you, we remember how you first loved us. We remember your suffering, Lord Jesus, how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Thank you. Your body was broken, for our bodies may be healed. And we say by faith, by your stripes, and by your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for healing us. We now take this piece of bread, Lord. your body in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Thank you. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, the Jesus that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. Thank you for your shed blood, Lord. Hallelujah. For your blood is our atonement. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your blood, it redeems us. We thank you. It justifies us. We thank you. It sanctifies us, and we thank you. It cleanses us and washes away all of our sins. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It washes away all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, and remember what you have done. You may drink, church. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. Amen. Love and thanksgiving. That's what you have given us, love and thanksgiving. And the whole church do say amen and amen. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I don't know about you, but if it had not been for his blood, hallelujah, where would I be? Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. But I'm glad, I'm so glad that you have given your life for me, that you have covered me with your blood, hallelujah. That means that every single thing, not some things, but every single thing is all right. Even the things that I'm in right now that don't look good and it may even make me cry, I'm still all right. I'm all right because, God, you are all right. And you're so worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be back to the preacher word. Stay with us.
Into this building, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your physician. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and oh, your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
a miracle. He has a miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive.
Receive.
Oh, yes, you will. Oh, about your situation. But with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. Oh, he'll set you free. Yes, he will. God, you promised. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah. Mended my
down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen again. Amen. We have made it here to the message, part of Sunday service this morning. We are so grateful to be right here together with you. We just want to acknowledge the Holy Spirit and his presence right now. Amen. Every single one, I would like for you to help me to welcome this beautiful Spirit of God here. My beautiful, beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Yes.
God has really prepared her for this
yes.
time, this time. Devoted mother, amen. Devoted wife, devoted
yes.
to her church, but most of all devoted to God, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. Up early every single morning, praying to God and praying for you and me.
Yes.
Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. I'm just thanking God for another opportunity. I give our honor, praise, and glory and all the admiration to our Heavenly Father who is the head of my life and the lift of my head, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit that leads and guides, amen, directs and brings back to my remembrance the Word of God. I just thank God on today for each and every one of you this morning who made a decision to be here, and I pray that you receive on today all that God has for you to receive, amen, that nothing be lacked, nothing lost, amen, no missed opportunities, amen, that transformation will come by the Word of God. And we thank God, so let us pray as we receive the Word of God this morning and what thus says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come this day, oh God, that we may receive, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit right now, that there be a great pouring in and a downloading, oh God, of your word, that it will be in grasp our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, it's written in your word, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly, according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us right now to clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the ability right now, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. Amen. As your word goes forward, according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful plane on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Amen. I decrease, and that you may have all increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and all over every other of my life. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that it is done. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The word today is, will you continue to follow Jesus? My Lord, my God, what does that look like? Will you continue to follow Jesus despite your circumstance, despite what you're going through, amen? Will you continue to follow Jesus when you don't get what you want? Will you continue to follow Jesus when you get what you want? After you get what you want, will you continue to follow Jesus, amen? Or are you just coming to see what you can get, and once you get it, you're gone? But I'm asking today, church, will you continue to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. I want to start off in the book of John chapter 6, and I'm coming from the New King James Version. John chapter 6, verse 43 through 69. I speak to the heart of man on today. And I want you to ask yourself, amen, hallelujah. Have you been the one that after Jesus has done it all, healed you, amen, delivered you, amen, set you free, amen, hallelujah, that when you got what you wanted, that you stopped following Jesus? When things didn't work out for you, did you stop following Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. The message today is, will you continue to follow Jesus? The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 43 through 69 is where I'll be reading. The Bible said, Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur amongst yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I want to stop right there just for a moment. I want us to understand, amen, you can't come until he draw you. But even when he draw you, understand when you follow Jesus, what you receive is everlasting life. Verse 48 says, I'm the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and do, hallelujah, and not die. Amen. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. I want us to understand what when we follow Jesus, all that we receive, amen? But will you continue to follow Jesus when you don't get what you want? The Bible says in verse 52, the Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks of my blood abides in me, and I am in him. Amen. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which comes that came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. My Lord, my God, say, Pastor, where you going? Because I wanted to understand who Jesus is. When you decide to go astray, when you decide to say, I just give up, I can't do this. This walk is it's too much. It's heavy. I can't continue to be. I can't be good all the time. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, when you decide not to follow Jesus, what you're giving up, my Lord, my God, but will you continue to follow Jesus? The Bible says in verse 60, therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? Well, then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before, it is the Spirit who gives life. Amen. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were and who did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered, said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Verse 69, Hayata, Kobo, Shate, come on. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Will you continue to follow Jesus, or will you turn back like many of his disciples when they couldn't understand, when they couldn't get with what the plan, man? Will you continue to follow Jesus? Hey, who can understand this? What is he telling? I can't do this. Will you continue to follow Jesus? My Lord, my God, when it don't look like it's going to happen, when it don't feel good, because many, hallelujah, if you know and read the Bible for yourself, they suffered. They went through. But Jesus promised us eternal life. Eternal life. Will you make a decision to keep on following Jesus? Hallelujah. Why did Jesus' words cause many of his followers to desert him? Why did many stop following Jesus? They may have realized that he wasn't going to be the conquering Messiah king that they expected. He refused to give in to their self-centered requests, and he emphasized faith, not works. His teachings were difficult to understand, and some of his words were offensive. See, as we grow in our faith, we may be tempted to turn away because Jesus' lessons are difficult. Will you respond? Will your response, church, be to give up, ignore certain teachings, or reject Christ himself? Instead, ask God to show you what the teachings mean and how they apply to your life. Then have enough courage to act on God's truth. Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God's word is a word of transformation. It comes to change us. Amen? Come on now. Come on. Hallelujah. Will you continue to follow Jesus? See, I want us to understand, church, there is no middle ground with Jesus. When he asked the disciples if they would also leave, he was showing that they could either accept or reject him. Jesus was not trying to repel people with his teachings. I want us to understand that he was simply telling the truth. See, the more the people heard Jesus' real message, the more they divided into two. They divided into two camps. See, the honest seekers who wanted to understand more and those who rejected Jesus because they didn't like what they had heard. See, when we don't hear what we want to hear, amen, if things don't go the way we want to go, we tend to want to reject, amen. We continue to want to run away from it, amen. I want us to understand, hallelujah, what we have in Jesus. But will you continue to follow Jesus? If you prayed the prayer of healing and healing don't come for you. Well, if you prayed, hallelujah, mama would, hallelujah, that God would spare her life and then he called her home, will you still follow him? Will something happen to your children? Will you still follow him? How could you let this happen? Will you stop following Jesus? When money don't come, when struggles come, when there's long suffering, will you stop following Jesus? And I want us to ask ourselves, and I want us to be honest with our own selves. Or when you get what you was asked for, when you get that healing, when that wife come, when that husband come, when that money come, will you still follow Jesus? Many in the Bible, once they got received their healing, they didn't turn back. But there were many that received their healing, they continued to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they wanted more than just their healing. They wanted the healer. My Lord, my God. My Lord, I want us to understand, church, after many of Jesus' followers had deserted him, he asked the 12 disciples if they were also going to leave. And Peter replied, saying, to whom shall we go? In his straightforward way, Peter answered for all of us, there is no other way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Though there are many philosophies and self-styled authorities, I want to say Jesus alone has the words of eternal life. People look everywhere for eternal life and miss Christ. The only source, the only way, the only truth. I want to understand, stay with him. Stay with Jesus, especially when you are confused or feel lonely. Stay with Jesus. Keep following Jesus. Hallelujah.
Will you continue to follow Jesus? See, many followed Jesus hoping they would, hallelujah, they would that he would do another amazing miracle, but decided to stop following because they didn't get what they wanted. They were following Jesus on their own terms, and once it didn't serve their selfish purposes anymore, they walked away. But will you continue to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 26, come on now. Lord, we thank you for your word on today. Thank you for your word on today. For the sake of time, we're going to be wrapping up here, but I pray that you all got the message. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 26, the Bible says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Verse 26 says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? My Lord, my God. When Jesus used this picture of his followers taking up their crosses to follow him, the disciples knew what he meant. Crucifixion was a common Roman method of execution and condemned criminals, and they had to carry their own crosses through the streets to the execution site. So following Jesus therefore meant a true commitment of the risk of death and no turning back. Will you continue to follow Jesus? See, the possibility of losing their lives was very real for the disciples as well as for Jesus himself. See, real discipleship implies real commitment, church, pledging our whole existence to his service. If we try to save our physical life from death, pain, or discomfort, we may risk losing our true eternal life, because this is temporary. The life we live right now is temporary. Whether we live to be 102 or whatever age, it's still temporary. If we protect ourselves from pain and we begin to die spiritually and emotionally at that time, see, our lives turn inward and we lose our intended purpose. See, when we give our lives in service to Christ, however, we discover the real purpose of living. My Lord. When we don't know Christ, we make choices as though this life were all that we have. In reality, this life is just the introduction to eternity. How we live this brief span, however, determines our eternal state. See, what we accumulate on earth has no value in purchasing eternal life. Even the highest social or civic honors cannot earn us entrance into heaven. I don't care how many degrees, certificates, who placed you in the office. It does not earn us entrance into heaven. Evaluate all that happens from an eternal perspective, church, and you will find your values and decisions changing. Will you continue to follow Jesus, church? Will you? Will you? That's the question. Will you? While this occurred nearly 2,000 years ago, people have not changed much. Some of us begin to shift comfortably when something challenging is taught from God's word. We were all right when we heard about the love of God and the compassion of Jesus, but hearing that Jesus is the only way to come to the Father, well, that sounds a bit extreme to some. The truth is, Jesus way is the most challenging way, but he is the way. Amen. See, enter by the narrow gate, for the wide is the destruction, and there are many who go in, my Lord, my God, they go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Uh-huh. This is the Bible says in the book of Matthew 7, 13, and 14, church. My Lord, my God. Will you continue to follow Jesus? Will you answer as Peter did? Lord, whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, whom shall we go? Whom shall we follow now? Where should we go? You have it all, my Lord, my God. If we desire eternal life, there is no other option. Only Jesus gives the victory over sin and death. Only Jesus saves. My Lord, my God. After you get what you want, will you still follow Jesus? The Bible says in Mark 10, verse 50 through 52, and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Yeah. Then Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus on the road. Will you continue to follow Jesus once you get what you came for? Yeah. Or will you get up and go? The Bible says in Mark 5 that there was a man who was demon-possessed, and Jesus cast these evil spirits out of him, for there were many according to Scripture. So after Jesus delivered him, the Bible says in verse 18, and when he got, hallelujah, into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he may be with him. Amen? However, Jesus did not even permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to proclaim, hallelujah, in Decapolis, all that Jesus has done for him. Hallelujah, and all marvel. Will you continue to follow Jesus? Will you go and tell the world? Will you testify the goodness of the Lord? Amen. Can he trust you? My Lord, my God. Mary Magdalene, who Jesus delivered her from seven demons, followed Jesus after she was delivered. Joanna, the wife of Shizai, and Susanna, these women here, they were healed by Jesus. Hallelujah, and they worked in his ministry. They decided to give up financial means in order to follow him. See, as a follower of Jesus Christ, to be a follower of Christ is to strive to conform our actions and conduct and lives to those of the Savior. Amen? It is to acquire virtue. It is to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. See, the first quality of the Savior is humility. Jesus was very humble from the pre-moral life. See, at the council in heaven, he recognized and allowed the will of God to prevail in the plan of salvation for mankind. He said, Father, thy will be done, and the glory be thine forever. Amen? Let us live in humility because it brings peace up. Humility precedes glory. It brings God's favor upon us. Yea, all of you, be subject to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Amen. Humility brings gentle answers. It is the source of a righteous character. Having courage to keep on keeping in the things of God. Forgiveness, sacrifice. As followers of Jesus, we are new creatures, new creations in Christ Jesus. The old has passed away. The new has come. The Bible says in Romans 12 and 2, as I get ready to wrap up here, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. 2 Peter 1 and 5 and 7 says, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue and with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and with self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. My Lord, my God, will you continue to follow Jesus? Will you, church? Will you? Will you? The Bible says in Hallelujah 4 and 8, hallelujah, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is any worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on following Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. The question again is, will you, me, continue to follow Jesus? Colossians 3:12-15. It's my closing scripture here. Put on then as God's chosen ones. Put on then God's chosen ones, my Lord. Put on then God's chosen ones. Holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if one has a complaint against one another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Will you decide today, church? Will you continue to follow Jesus? The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we thank you.
Amen, amen. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this word. We pray this word have entered into every single heart and every single ear today, that we no longer be the same, but we be changed today. The change ain't changed until it's changed. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and today you desire a change in your life, see, this is the place right here. This is that time. This is the altar call. Not to come to Apostle Talmik and I and Minister Learn Green. It's not for you to come to us, but it's for us to invite you to come to Jesus. To Jesus. Will you give your life to Christ today? Will you give your life? He's given his life for you. Amen. Will you press one today? Press one. The most important thing that you can ever think about. See, I know we're thinking about a lot of things right now. But think on this thing right here. What good is it for you to live your whole life, this life, and then leave this world and never, never, ever accept it, Jesus Christ, into your life? Amen. Will you come today? Will you press one? If you're online and you hear the words of our mouths today, amen. Will you press one? Will you call? Will you call in first? 845-277-9213. Then press one. And let us know. Let us know, Pastor. Today I want to give it all over to Jesus. We'll help you to pray this simple, a simple prayer. A simple prayer for you. We'll help you to pray your simple prayer. You press one. Every single one that's here with us today, and you have something that you want to bring to the altar. See, the Bible says, you know, that we come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly asking those things that we would have to ask in the name of Jesus. Will you bring it to the altar today? Will you exhibit your faith in God, your relationship? Will you come today? No matter what the issue may be, big or small, see, there's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too small for God, because he is the one that cares for all of our cares. He is the one that supplies all of our needs. Whether our heart be weak or whether we may be so high, thinking we're so high and mighty, still come to Jesus. All you saints, amen. Will you come today? Will you press one? You are looking for a church home. Apostle Taunika and I and Minister Learn Green, we would love to disciple you. We would love to just love you like God has shown how to do it, and that's in his word. In his word. We're just going to tell you the truth. If you believe that the gospel public ministry is a ministry for you to grow, for you to learn, for you to be edified, see, that's our job. That's our job. Hallelujah. Amen. Is to build the church.
Yes.
To teach you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you come today? Will you press one?
Yes.
Apostle, I do have I want us to pray for our children.
Yes.
Our children. See, there's something just hit my heart right now that our children, see, these are the ones that Satan and all the people, you know, that serve him, see, they want to attack our children because he know that these are the weaker minds. These are the weaker minds, the untrained mind, the minds that maybe have not even have the knowledge of what's going on, but our children, every single one of our sons, they have three sons, every single one of our daughters, every single one of them, from the oldest one to the youngest one, it's my prayer. I want us to pray for them, you know, that they be saved. See, we think that we can provide every single thing for them. See, we can't be there for them every single month, but see, God can, and he will. So I bring every single one of our children to the altar right now. Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus and thanking you that you have given us beautiful children. And I pray right now that wherever they are right now, whether they be in their homes or whether they be at work or whether they be in their bed, Father, I pray right now that you touch them right now. Let them know that you are their God right now. Let them know that you love them. Hallelujah. And that they can come to you, Lord. Even right now, their young minds and their young hearts, when they face things of this world, when it looks like it, that is over with and that nobody loves them and that they don't have the things that they need, and when they begin to cry, let them know that you are there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right now, Lord, I realize that you have given us children. And because you have given us children, Father God, see, this is what Apostle Tawanique and I do. See, we give them all. We give them over to you right now. Hallelujah. We give them over to you. You can raise children. You can teach children much better than we can. Hallelujah. So I say thank you right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you right now for them. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers right now. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over them right now. Your precious blood right now. Between anything that they may be involved in, we plead your blood over them right now. Any place that they may be right now, we plead your blood right now in that place right now. Any situation that they may be facing, any conversation that they may be in, any deal that they may be involved in right now, we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over them right now.
Yes, Lord.
Right now. And we say all is well.
All is well.
And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray.
Yes, Lord.
And every single body that agrees, hallelujah, do say amen.
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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have your tithes and offering, you'll send them over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. If you have Zelle, 832-989-3649. Amen. We decree and declare it's harvest time. Amen. That you have planted, that you reap the harvest of God's goodness. We pray that there be no lack in your giving on today and that God will restore you to a stewardship. So let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you that you have blessed our hands, for your word says that you give seed to the sower. And, Lord, we thank you, O God, that we have a seed on today to plant, O God. And we decree and declare that we plant in good soil. And we reap the goodness of you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we bless your holy name. Dear Jesus, make us any ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them, to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Oh, Lord, as we plant, oh, God, your word says how one plant, one water, but you give the increase. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we know that all good things coming from you, Lord God, for your word said that you will not withhold any good thing from your children. So we thank you for your goodness that's overtaking us right now. We decree and declare that blessings are running us down and taking us over and won't let us go. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith, and help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It is the spirit, the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give today. Amen. For you are freely given to us. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless everyone that's here in Sunday service at this time. We're going to have our announcements. Today is, hallelujah, February the 19th, 2023, here in Houston, Texas, and where you are. Amen. Around the world. Hallelujah. Our announcement today, we have the Gospel Public Ministry Senior Pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manny, and Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lynn Green is our minister on the roster from Chicago, amen, Illinois. Hallelujah. Today, our announcements are as the following. Mondays at 6 a.m., we have our prayer time, amen, but during the month of February, we're in prayer at 5 a.m. Today is day number 9. Today is day number 20. Day number 19, I'm sorry. Day number 19, hallelujah, that we've been in prayer at 5 a.m. in this month of February. So we have about 9 days left in this month of February. If you have not had the opportunity to get on the line with us, I encourage you on today to jump on the line to finish this month out with us. There's 9 days left. We're on the line at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. So join us. On the prayer line, on this line, on Chase line at 845-277-9213 and be blessed. Come expecting, amen, God to do it. Come to receive, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wednesdays, we have our Bible study. I want to encourage you all to be in Bible study, amen. We're still on the lesson of the power of forgiveness, amen, being set free. Of course, on Sundays, we have our two Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Amen. We have our Saturday school that started this month on every second Saturdays at 12 noon. Every second Saturday, I will remind you all as we approach our Saturday school for next month in the month of March. Remember, it's the second Saturday of each month. Amen. We are preparing for our minister training class in March. If you have not gotten your material, please contact me or Pastor Manny so that you can get your books that you will need to fulfill that assignment. Amen. We will be in minister training for the duration of the year. Amen. And those that are set up to be appointed or elected or in office of whether it's a prophet, evangelist, or minister, you need to be in minister training. Actually, all ministers, pastors need to be in minister training for minister training for the duration of the year. It's a time of equipping, a time of restoration, amen, amen. We need that time of studying and coming together. So please get your books. Reach out. Get it. March is around the corner. We'll be marching in March. Amen. Hallelujah. I think that's all I have so far as that is concerned. Street ministry, y'all, next Saturday, huh? Oh, yeah, birthdays. Yes, so with Street Ministry, we'll be going out next Saturday. Street Ministry, don't forget, we are Street Ministry, the Gospel Public Ministry. We've been called to go ye therefore the byways and highways. So we'll be going out, amen, praying and giving all that God has given us to give to others. So if you're in Houston, Texas, we encourage you to come out, contact me and Pastor Manny so we can all get together and we can go out together, amen, and be able to serve. Hallelujah. And if you're not here in Houston, Texas, or surrounding cities, and you want to be able to assist in that, you can do so. You can send any donation to actually be a blessing to the street ministry as we go out, amen, to the nursing homes, you know, into the neighborhoods, you know, where the children are out there hungry, you know, the low-income areas. And just being out there to be able to pray, they'll be so happy to pray and to, you know, just give God's word and be in position so that we can be used. So God bless you. We look forward to seeing you all being a part of the street ministry. Remember, we are the gospel public ministries. We're not called to be indoors, to go out. Amen. So we're definitely looking forward to it. We need to get our shirts ready. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to celebrate every birthday in the month of February. If you're celebrating a birthday this month, hallelujah. For our family, our daughter, who celebrated a birthday on February 9th. Who else? Yes. And Jake, our son, on the 24th. Our grandmother, Helen, just celebrated her birthday this month. Was it February 6th or 8th? Amen. Everybody that celebrated the birthday this month, my father went home to be with God. His birthday was February 14th. I always remember that. Valentine's Day, amen. Just the love of my father. Amen. So we want to wish you all a happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you and increase in his goodness and favor. We pray for long life, goodness, wholeness, and newness of life. The blessing of the Lord just be overflowing in your life, and the favor of God be upon your life always. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you, and we pray to God be the glory. And those of you who are celebrating your wedding anniversary this month of February, happy anniversary. We pray that God will continue to bless your union. Amen. That the joy of the Lord will continue to be your strength. The favor of God will continue to be with man. Amen. And the blessing of God with the family, hallelujah, that make it rich and add no sorrow, amen. We pray that you all have long life together, that you and I live a day apart. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think, did I get it all, Pastor? I think I got it all this week. Amen. We got a show coming up, Pastor. We got a show coming up at the gospel. I'm saying the gospel. The Good Comedy Production. Good Comedy Production presents a new play. It's a new writer. It's called Trying to Get Back to Loving You. You all got to see this play. Mm-hmm. It is going to be good. It's a brand new play. Mm-hmm. Sister Connie comes out to every play I have. She's seen them all, some more than once. But Sister Connie, I'm here to tell you, we got a brand new play on the books, and we're excited to bring this play, Trying to Get Back to Loving You. My Lord, my God, and Sister Shavante Shepherd and Pastor Dorsey Manny is going to be joining the cast. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he said over there, he jumped and hold on. I didn't sign the paper on that. But Pastor Manny is going to bless the stage. And our very own Sister Shavante Shepherd, she's going to be on stage. So we're excited. I'm excited to have them to be a part of the production. And that way, they have helped in other ways. And I'm looking forward to them being on the stage with me. So definitely get your tickets. They're already on sale. Give us a call. What is that number, Pastor? 346-624. 3631. I think, I don't know. If it's, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let me give you my number, 832-989-3649. Just give us a call about your tickets, all right? All right, glory to God, glory to God. Next Sunday, the 26th, I will be bringing the word over at Solid Rock Folk Gospel Church here in Houston. If you're in Houston, you'd like to come out and support me as I go out, you can do so. Pastor Manning and Minister Lauren Green will be bringing the word. They'll be heading the 10 a.m. service. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for today, Sunday, February the 19th. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry with Pastor, Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. Amen. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in words. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. What a mighty word that went forth today. Mighty word that went forth today. I do want to say one thing before we go. Is that I just want to thank God, you know, for being so present in each and every one of our lives. We face so many things in life, so many different challenges, you know, we face in life. And I just want to thank God for being right there, you know, every single step of the way. Every single time, you know, that we get a little weak or, you know, we get a little faint, you know, God is right there. You know, he's right there, you know, just say, keep on going. Just keep on going. Keep on following me. Keep on trusting me. I just thank him, you know, just for being, you know, the head of my life.
Thank you.
And I see what he's doing in each and every one of your lives, every single one of your lives, every single testimony that I hear, every single prayer request, you know, that I hear, every single one that I have, you know, and I tell, I share with you, you know, this is God's doing, you know, when we see that thing turn out like, just like he promised it. That's who he is. You know, he's a promise keeper, a way maker. That's who God is. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, may the God of peace, yeah, that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, yes, to do his will, yes, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen again. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you.
Yes.
Do join us here at the 2 p.m. Service here. You know, it won't be a long word. You know, it would definitely be about an hour, I assume. So don't miss this word. The word of God is going to go forth looking through Holy Ghost eyes, or holy eyes, looking through holy eyes. That's it, looking through holy eyes. So do join us. I mean, if you are able to. Apostle Tywin and I, we love you so much. And Minister Learn Green, we love each and every one of y'all so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Jesus. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. He is defeated.
Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ is Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy your Sunday in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Get that. Oh my God.